can I take three? And then my mom called me a pussy.
She did.
God damn, mom.
She did.
Fuck off. Happy holidays and welcome to this episode. We don't say Merry Christmas here. We say Happy Holidays because we are accepting of all kinds unless you're an asshole. Don't be an asshole, Tim.
I'm going to say whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to address you.
Yeah, but like we're not. Yeah.
If I'm somewhere and someone says that to me, I don't really give a shit.
Like, I'm going to call you a crazy person for something, but like, I don't actually care.
No, I don't really give a shit. As long as you're not actively like harming me while I'm out and about.
Yeah, don't harm me. Don't harm other people. Yeah, don't be an asshole.
Exactly. That's a tenet to live by. Mm-hmm. Don't be mean.
I only feel offended if you go out of your way to tell me that you're not telling me Happy Holidays. Yeah. If you say Merry Christmas, if you say Happy Hanukkah, if you say Merry Kwanzaa, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Ooh, Merry Kwanzaa.
Yeah, if so.
But if you're like, I'm saying Merry Christmas because fuck Happy Holidays, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna say no, go fuck yourself. Happy Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like, honestly, if I'm just, like, working a retail job or something, and I'm like, all right, have a good one, and they're like, Happy Kwanzaa, like, hell yeah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Hell yeah, brother. Happy Kwanzaa.
I don't know, that feels good.
I'm not gonna talk to you.
Be accepting of all people, you know?
Yeah, but that's so hard, John. What does all those people are different than I am?
Also, if you tell someone Merry Christmas, and they're Jewish, they probably aren't going to care.
They're not
going to
say anything.
They're probably not going to say anything. They'll say Happy Holidays, like, or Merry Christmas, or Have a Good One, or whatever. So, like, they're going to be like, whatever. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
No, it's bad. It's bad out here.
Except the super Christians who are like, they're taking away Christmas.
It's a war.
When Christmas isn't even fucking Christian in the first place.
Put the Christ back in. You know?
Yeah, fucking take out that gay sex and presents and give me the good old Christ.
We're getting rid of the presents?
I mean,
what's the point?
There is none. That's why Christ. We celebrate.
Jeez, baby Jesus in a manger.
Little baby Jesus.
Manger baby.
Liz's stepfather did point out a good thing when we were looking at lights, Christmas lights and stuff. You got the manger. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus in the manger, and it does look like two little, like, T-Rexes, like, roaring at each other, and I can't unsee it. And it's a great scene instead of the,
what it actually is?
Yeah.
What if little baby Jesus was
a dinosaur? T-Rex?
Yeah.
I mean, he's an alien, you know?
He's something, for sure. We're not talking about any of this. We're talking about herbs.
Yeah, we're talking about herbs.
You can have if y'all have got frankincense or myrrh on your list.
Are those herbs? Lame.
I think so.
Liz?
Frankincense?
Is frankincense an herb?
I know one of them's like an incense.
Mm-hmm.
But like some incenses are herbs.
Herbs are aromatic herbaceous plants. So if it comes like off of like cinnamon would be a spice because it comes off of like a tree.
The bark.
It's tree bark.
Mm-hmm. It is? What's the tree bark of?
Cinnamon
tree?
No, it's from a acacia tree.
Yeah, that's what it's actually called.
So can I just go up to acacia tree, rip it off, and then like
if it's the
chisel bark. It off?
It's a certain layer of the tree, but yeah.
If you got a cinnamon bark tree.
But yes, that's why when you get it, it's rolled up like that. It's because they shaved it off.
Golden shower. Purging cassia. India laburnum. Pudding pipe tree. These are common names for the cassia.
There's a golden shower type that I can get cinnamon from? Man.
Is it cassia fistula? Is it this tree? Because that's a golden shower tree, is the common name for this tree.
I don't know exactly. I know cassia. There's two different places you can get cinnamon. There's a lesser tree for cinnamon that does not have as much of a pungent flavor, but it is a different tree than the cassia.
The cinnamon tree, cinnamomum verum. I don't care. It's a spice. We're not doing spices. We're doing spices later. We're not doing a holiday episode.
Because we forgot.
We forgot, yeah. We did holiday episodes, last year, or was that 2 years ago? We did it one time, where we did, like, Christmas movies.
We did Christmas movies, yeah.
That was the only holiday thing we did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We don't really care.
Our holiday episodes are typically at the beach when we're drunk. That's a holiday. That's a holiday. Us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
We got Antoine here in our abode, but he did not want to, too much stress, so he didn't want to be on the podcast. That's fine.
He was afraid.
That's fine. He doesn't have to be.
No.
Talking about herbs, though.
Herbs are a fresh part of an herbaceous plant that's usually aromatic or has high essential oil content, while the spice is usually the dried part of it. So, like, coriander seed would be more of a spice, while cilantro would be an herb. If that makes sense.
Coriander and cilantro are the same thing.
Yes, crazy. But if coriander you, seed...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were God, okay, and you had to make a new herb,
okay,
what would it be good at? What would you use it for?
Ooh.
So yeah, like, you got, like, parsley that's good in Italian food. You got oregano that's good in Italian food.
Yeah.
Keep picking out Mediterranean herbs, and I'll tell you it's good in Italian food.
You got bay leaves. Those are good in soups. Like, what is your ideal herb? What herb are you making that...
I'm a, like, a rosemary or a thyme, so you can butter-based... You can use me to butter-based stuff. It's like a pork chop. You put it... You fry it in the butter, and then you... infuse it. I'm an infusing herb. So you can infuse me in, like, alcohol, like a sage, or a rosemary, or a thyme.
I want to be, like, a sprinkle on top. More like a, like an onion.
Like a presentation
or like
herb.
A chive, or like a...
Oh, are chives herbs?
Yes.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Yeah, cool.
Try, because you, yeah. So you like, sprinkle them on top and stuff. Something like that.
A presentation herb?
Yes. Gonna be a presentation herb.
I want a Chinese food herb, like an Asian food herb.
Sure. MSG. Like a star anise or a Szechuan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a yeah, kind of, but it's in a like pepper, a, in like yeah. A, you know, like lots of Asian food has like green onions and shit, sure. But in an herb form.
Sure. You want to go first?
Sure. Let me pull up my list. We're the podcast. I didn't introduce us, but that's okay. You know that's who okay. We are.
You clicked on it.
You clicked on it. You probably didn't just search. Like, it's hard to find us right now because nobody listens to us. So you're
yeah,
not.
Say you're number 10.
Yeah, people don't care.
Okay, God. You want to pickle something? You need some dill. Dill's my number 10.
Ew, dill's gross.
Dill is great.
I really like dill.
Got something distinct flavor. You want chicken salad? You want pickles? Fucking dill.
You don't need to. Gross. You don't need to use dill to brine anything.
I don't care. It's got the pickle flavor. It's pickle flavor and an herb.
Pickles are gross, but
I don't like it.
I like dill.
It's more licorice flavored to me. Like that and fennel are really close to each other.
Fennel, rye.
I don't like fennel because of the texture. I guess I don't know. I don't like that texture in my food. It's weird. It's a weird. It's like I'm eating like uncooked rice, and that's fennel.
Hard,
in my
crunchy.
Fucking, yeah.
I like it a lot. It's weird. Good. You bite into it and you get like the, it's like a burst of fennel.
It's like a thick sesame seed. I don't like it.
Ooh, hell yeah.
But it doesn't taste like a sesame seed because sesame seeds taste good.
Yeah, sesame seeds are like,
what's a sesame, is sesame seed? That's not a spice or a herb. What is that? Is that just a seasoning of some kind?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know what you would call it.
Because seasoning's a very like it's a man-made category, right? Like
seasoning,
like yeah. Herb.
What
is,
the fuck does that mean? Dog?
So herb
salt
is a,
seasoning.
No,
That's not man-made.
No. Herb is a scientific.
Sure.
Like we have a specific like mm-hmm. like a fruit, right? A fruit is a scientific grouping where they grow this one way, and I think seasoning is just whatever the fuck we have decided that we're throwing on something.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's a man-made group.
Sure.
Is what I mean.
I mean, they're both man-made.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Exactly.
You're just being a dick for no reason.
I'm being a
You understand,
yeah,
and then you're deliberately being obstinate.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Sesame seeds are a spice...
I would call it a garnish.
...that comes from the plant, the sesame plant, which is an annual herb.
I want a sesame plant. I want sesame seeds. Sesame seeds are good.
I can try and grow it. I mean, it grows in hot... climates.
Oh, that's not us. We're not.
Native to China, India, and Turkey.
Yeah, it'd be really hard to grow that here.
Yeah.
I can grow it inside.
That's true. You could.
Bet.
Let's do it. That's my number 10. It's dill.
Dill's gross.
Dill's great.
Dill's nasty.
But, in my search, there was only like 11 good herbs. There were like 11 good herbs.
That's a lie.
I found some good ones.
Okay.
My number 10 is lemon balm.
Lemon balm's really
good. Lemon balm's not good.
Lemon balm's good.
Mm-mm. It smells like lemons.
Mm-hmm. That's all it's got for it.
Soothing. Nice.
Soothing. Nice.
We're over here. Go fuck yourself.
My number 10 is chamomile.
Chamomile?
That's a tea.
Yeah.
It's why are you putting a tea on your herb list?
Even though that's what it is.
Chamomile tea.
How do you pronounce that word?
Chamomile.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've
never heard it pronounced.
I've never heard it pronounced that.
Okay. You can look it up if you don't believe me.
I'm not
going to
look shit up. I believe
that's just how I pronounce it.
That's not how that works.
That's okay. Okay, wait a second.
You said, how did you pronounce it? I said, chamomile.
Oh, no.
What does the English lady say?
Chamomile.
Oh, no!
I've never heard it pronounced that way.
Get fucked.
That's great.
Oh, no!
So you've got your tea, which is your Camellia sinensis, and then you add stuff to it. So the chamomile goes into the tea. So it's chamomile tea because of the flower herb. It's a pretty herb. It flowers. And then you can fucking eat it, and it makes you sleepy. It's great.
How sleepy?
It's like melatonin sleepy.
Oh, wow. So put your ass to sleep.
I was telling my parents, because they don't sleep well. I was like, just take some melatonin.
Your entire family just like,
yeah, I don't know, dude. Well, I assume at this point that like low melatonin rates are just like hereditary to some degree. Like, it's just in my DNA, whatever.
It's called fucking stress, and you can't get
over
it.
Sure, you're right. My family has depression and stress and anxiety and all that stuff. But it's also possible that we just have low melatonin levels. Sure. But I'm like taking it, and I'm like, you should take it. They're like, nah, it makes me feel groggy. Scares me. I don't like it. And then that was 6 months ago. And I go back just recently. I take 3 milligrams. I don't take very much. Just a little bit to help me sleep. Whatever.
You jumpstart it.
They're taking 10 goddamn milligrams. There's like fucking...
You can't. Melatonin doesn't do anything.
Sure.
Your body makes it.
But
yeah.
If you start that high, you're just like going to like burn yourself out. I mean,
yeah.
Build up your tolerance, I guess.
Yeah. But it doesn't... You'll just build up the tolerance, but it's not going to do anything to you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just surprised that they made this huge leap. And I was like, I don't even take 10. I take 3. And then my mom called me a pussy.
Like, she did.
God damn, Mom.
She did.
Fuck off.
She's also smoking dad grass.
Dad grass. Is just CBD.
It's CBD, but you smoke it like a joint. And it comes in like a cigarette pack.
It's very expensive.
It's really
expensive. Well, as soon as I start making weed, we're going to be... God.
I fucking love how your dad didn't know about it, though.
Yeah, my dad did not know that my mom was smoking.
She's just
dad
like...
Grass.
She
smoked
it with
her
crazy
adultering coworker
in Vegas. He found out.
I'm like, you could have just bought regular-ass weed in Vegas.
Why the fuck would you get that? Fucking dad grass is so lame.
She's working her way towards it. She's working.
Yeah.
Just go. I mean, sure.
She's experimenting. She's like, ooh, CBD, what else can I do?
All right, Steven, what's your number 10?
How do you say this? Lemon balm.
Oh, yeah, dog shit. My number 9 is rosemary.
That's
too
way
low.
Rosemary,
that's
my
too
number
low.
Nine. Sometimes you put it in the soup. Sometimes you put it with some butter. Sometimes you season it on some stuff.
That's insane.
It's good sometimes. It's not good all the time.
I disagree.
Low here, low down here.
Hard disagree.
Why is it so
rosemary.
Why are you pointing?
It's too long of a name.
Rosemary's
make
also
me
really
a shorter name for
it's
this.
It's a pretty name.
Herb.
What do you mean it's too long?
It's too long. It's 8 letters. Too long.
It's
make it shorter.
Too long.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Down to 3-letter words.
Do you have coriander on your list?
No, why I have oregano.
That's
why would I have coriander?
That's not the... Fuck up. Shut up. All right.
I have a word that's longer. My number 9 is lemon balm, so...
Fuck off.
Yeah, get fucked. It's good.
My number 9
That sounds like a lip repair.
Yeah,
it
be nice.
Could be used. You know what a balm is in general?
Why the fuck would you call it lip repair? That's so lame.
You could have just said
chapstick
lip balm.
Or lip balm.
Because it's already... It's lemon balm to lip balm. I don't want people to be confused.
It's balmy.
You don't want to confuse the people.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't want to confuse the listeners.
You're trying to make a comparison. You don't want to use the same word twice in a comparison. Like
exactly. I don't want to use the word the word in the definition, you know?
Sure. Balm. It's for your lips. Repairs them. Fixes them.
Why are you looking at me like
lemon.
That?
Lemon.
Lip fixer.
Mm-hmm.
Lip fixer.
Chapstick.
All right, Steven.
My number 9 still.
Dill. Gross. Okay.
Nasty.
Good.
Disgusting.
Dill. Actually, pickle flavor.
Dill is
herb.
An awful. Fennel can get fucked.
I fucking hate fennel. Yeah, fennel's dog shit.
I like fennel. Fennel didn't make my list, though.
Fennel's.
My number 8, as Steven pours the rest of his bottle of wine in his wine glass.
I thought it needed all acoustics for that one.
Well, you gotta hear it.
Mediterranean herb. It's parsley.
Parsley didn't make the list.
Parsley
I
didn't
like
make the list. Parsley's dog shit.
Parsley's
parsley,
really good.
Parsley, I like. I don't like it enough for it to be in my top 10.
I use it in the same vein as rosemary, but it's shorter. It's a better name. Here we are.
Oh, because the name is shorter? Yeah. Because you're illiterate? You have to pick things that are shorter?
I would never.
To go higher up. Okay.
Yeah, I would never name a kid parsley.
Why? No. I'm not naming a kid fucking any of these.
There's lots of these names I would name a kid. Actually, not lots.
You're gonna name your kid Mary Jane?
I've got one. Would you name your kid Bill? Maybe that should be my question. Maybe that should be my
Pickles?
Question. What do you? what herb would you have named your kid? If you had a cat, what herb name would you use?
What color is the cat?
Doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
Star anise. I don't think that's an herb. That might be just a spice. Chamomile. But I pronounce it chamomile.
We're naming it oregano.
Oregano.
That's how we're pronouncing it too.
That's a great name for a cat.
Gross.
They're not gonna know if you're yelling off the state name or if you're yelling
off. If you're gonna name a cat, just name it Chives.
Chives is a fine name, yeah. It's not as good
Chives
as oregano.
To me.
But
Chives to me. What number are we on? 8?
You're calling a cat like that?
Parsley.
My number 8 is pineapple mint.
Pineapple mint? Why is it pineapple mint?
Why is it regular mint?
Because it's pineapple.
Is it
regular mint higher on your list?
First of all, it's variegated. It's a very pretty plant.
Is regular mint higher on your list?
What do you mean by regular mint?
Just mint.
Not on the list.
Okay. Is other mint higher on your list? Your top 5 is just 5 different kinds of mint.
Is pineapple mint a different
You
kind
know
of mint?
I like mint.
Yeah.
You know I like mint. I like mint gum. I like lip balm. I like mint. I like tea.
Why'd you say lip balm that way?
Because lip repair?
She's trying not to confuse people.
Okay. Saying something in a weird way does not make it less difficult for somebody.
It makes it difficult for you, so I had to emphasize
what kind of mint? Does pineapple mint taste like pineapple, or is it like...
It smells like pineapple. I have never tasted it, personally.
Why is it on your list, then?
Because...
It looks cool.
Who cares? What do you care if it's on my list or not?
You put something on your list.
You put parsley because it's a shorter word.
Yeah, parsley's good.
That's a horrible word. Parsley's not even that good. You put shit on it to like look at stuff. It looks good.
It does.
That's
look
all
good.
It does.
It has good smell. Parsley doesn't really have a great like fresh parsley does not have a great flavor.
No,
you eat the wrong parsley.
You don't.
It's fresh parsley. I don't know what to tell you.
The only parsley she gets is the parsley you get. What does that tell you about your parsley?
It's your taste buds, though. I don't know.
It's my taste.
I don't know what you want from me.
Sure.
It's my taste
buds. It's your problem. I don't know why
it's
you're looking at me.
It's my turn.
Yes.
My number 8 is Basil.
That's too low.
That's way too low.
That's a good cat name.
That's a good cat name. I would name a kid Basil.
I would name a person Basil, sure.
Absolutely, 100%.
If you... I knew a guy named Basil.
Basil?
He was...
Sure.
This poor guy. I went to school with him in 3rd and 4th grade, and this kid was the most avid reader, but had those, like, thick-ass glasses and could not see very well, so he would literally read books like this, with his face, like, 2 inches away from the page, and he would, like, use his finger, and he was, like, Indian or something, so his name was Basil, but it was spelled Basil.
Or Basil.
So, no, he was Indian, from India.
She used it correctly.
I use it correctly.
Native Asian.
And Native, it's not Native Asian. American, it's indigenous peoples.
It is indigenous peoples.
Of North America.
There's some...
So that, well, you could use that for anybody. Everybody's indigenous peoples.
Some indigenous peoples don't like... Correct? Some indigenous peoples don't like being called indigenous people. Some...
I would not... So I don't get an opinion because I'm not that. But I feel like if I was an indigenous person, I wouldn't like that name. That name doesn't sound good. It's such a fucking mouthful.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Too many words.
Too many words. Don't call too me many that. Letters.
I'm offended. It's too
my
many
number,
words.
My number seven. Very few words. It's Sage. It's a good name. I like the word.
That's a top five.
It's a good herb.
I like Sage. It didn't make the list. It's not that good. I have what cilantro.
Sage slaps.
You have cilantro down here?
What the
at number seven?
Yeah.
Wait a second, bud.
Wait.
All right. Now it's me and John. Wait a second. Wait a second.
What the hell's your problem?
Seven? That's crazy.
That's you insane. Both turned to look at me like,
yeah, you went cilantro at number seven?
Cilantro's good. You. I could live without cilantro.
I could not.
I could live without cilantro. I could not. Cilantro good.
Does this taste like soap to you, Liz?
No.
Then you have no excuse.
Everybody in my family thinks it tastes like soap, so I should be praised that I do not taste soap and I eat it all the time.
You got the
Well, then you should have it higher.
What? You like it, therefore it should be higher.
Yeah. You know that it doesn't taste like soap, therefore you know it's way fucking better than
seven. No, I just think other herbs are better than cilantro.
That's a reasonable argument. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
My number seven?
Yeah.
My number seven, oregano. Oregano, if you
oregano
will.
Is good. I didn't think about
oregano
that.
Oregano slaps. It smells
you
so good.
You didn't think about oregano.
Oregano slaps.
You didn't think about oregano.
I thought about all my herbs, John. I didn't have to pick it out of a 12,
like
12 bullet point list and say, oh,
like,
there's only 12
hey,
herbs.
Hey, give me top three herbs. The first one they say is oregano.
Bullshit.
Oregano.
Bullshit. That's his number seven.
Cilantro.
Whatever.
Bullshit.
Yeah, but that's the first one
cilantro.
They think of.
Cilantro is the number one.
It's the first one they think of, I think, is oregano.
Or thyme.
That is not the first one I think of, John, because guess what? I'm more cultured than you and herbs.
What the
I
fuck
have,
does that mean?
It means...
There's like 14 herbs,
no,
Liz!
You were so ignorant. You were so ignorant. You were showing
yeah,
your ignorance.
I don't have... You
I
have,
say I am more cultured
think,
in herbs
you,
because I work with plants.
You think
I work with herbs every day, and you're over here like, what does it even fucking mean? There's only 14 of
There's
them.
There's only 15.
You think of pineapple mint
That's
before you think of oregano.
Yeah.
What the fuck
because
is that?
Because I like pineapple mint. It's my
You've
list.
You've never had it. How do you know if
How
you,
do you
like
know
it?
You like it?
You like mint, and you're like, I like pineapple, too. I'm sure I like pineapple mint.
It blows your mind,
Wait,
man.
No.
It smells
that sounds
like
bullshit.
Pineapple.
Pineapple plus mint sounds terrible.
Whose turn is it? What's
so
going
good.
On?
It smells so good, though.
Whose turn is it?
It's me.
It smells so good in the word.
And it's pretty. And it's a mint that trails. So it has
really,
like, it's really
it
nice
like?
And... Huh?
What's it look like?
Here, I'll look it up for you.
Is he number six?
Yeah. She's showing you a picture. I'll wait.
I don't need to see it that bad.
I
just want to see what it looks like. I'm not dying to see it. I would like you to go while she's doing that.
You want to make
it's
a soup?
Variegated.
A soup with that? No.
It's pretty.
It is pretty.
This is like for drinks and stuff.
Sure. Sure.
You want to make a soup? You need a fucking bay leaf.
You do need a bay
95% leaf. 95% of the time. If you're making like a Mexican soup, almost like a chili mm-hmm. or a taco soup or a chicken tortilla. Probably don't need a bay. Actually, a chicken tortilla, you need a bay leaf.
At least one.
In a lot of soup, you need bay. You want to eat the bay leaf? No, but it seasons
you.
The fuck out of your soup. It's very important.
Bay leaf pretty good. Didn't make the list.
No, bay leaf.
Bay leaf pretty good. Didn't make the list.
It's very important.
It's pretty good.
Where would soup be without bay leaves, Liz?
They would be.
They would be just fine.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
They would be just fine. John's idea of a sprig of bay leaf means
five leaves.
It's
a
branch.
That's a lot of leaves.
He took the entire branch and threw it in there and tried to poison me.
That's a lot of bay leaves.
You didn't eat the bay leaves.
No, but I got that weird tingly thing in the back of my head.
Soup was good.
Lavender.
Lavender?
Lavender's a pretty good herb, but it didn't.
Lavender's a good herb. It
pretty.
for edibleness, it is It is not great. But for anything else, lavender slaps.
Smells good.
Smells.
Looks pretty.
It makes like a good, like, if you have like a lotion or something, it's a good smell. Mm.
It's pretty.
Pretty. It's got nice flowers.
You're sounding more and more like...
I'm really feeling like this 1.5 glasses of wine is really fucking me up. It's
like an essential oils kind of woman right now.
I took an herb, spices, and medicinal blancs class.
Blancs.
My teacher's Bulgarian, so I have to say it like him, kind of.
Ooh. Bulgarian?
Valcho Jeleskov.
That's cool. It's a sick-ass name. My turn. My number 6. Mint. Not pineapple, just normal mint. Not spearmint, just regular mint.
What is regular mint?
Mint.
To you?
Yeah, mint.
The mint you would put in a Mai Tai.
Peppermint?
Sure. I don't know. Like I want a mojito.
The standard for a mojito or any other mixed drink is spearmint.
Okay, sure. That mint.
Yeah.
That's the mint I'm talking about. Pretty good.
I agree.
But only mint's specifically fine. In a drink. Not a peppermint. Actually, peppermints are good. I'm not a chocolate and mint kind of guy. I'm not a Rocky Road kind of guy.
Rocky Road.
They're not Rocky Road. The green with the black.
Yeah,
chocolate.
Mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, I don't know.
We talked about this on ice cream. That was their number one.
Crazy.
Chocolate chips are good. Mint everything.
Sure. I don't want to yell about mint.
Spoiler alert, it's not my number one.
But. You know that I go after you. You give your answer, we talk for like 2 seconds, you're like, who's next? I'm done. I want to be done.
I forget. I'll ask again.
It's Basil. It's basil.
Basil?
Basil's very good.
Too low.
I like basil a lot.
Basil is good. Basil's really good.
Basil's very good.
Basil's really
good. So good. Basil's good on its own. Mm-hmm. Basil's good in anything you put it in. I don't think I've ever had anything with basil in it where I'm like, this doesn't deserve basil. No, basil, it stands. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect number 5 spot?
No.
Done.
No.
Basil's really good.
Chives.
Chives is your number 5?
A little low.
Chives is number 5.
A little low. I forgot. I didn't realize chives are an herb. Chives probably would have made the list, but
yeah,
it's
it's a leaf, technically, because you're just
it's
cutting.
It's the green bit.
You're cutting
it's the green bit from what,
like
garlic or something?
From onions.
Is it from onions?
Yeah.
It's in the onion family, but chives are its own thing.
Isn't it like... Yeah, but like, that's... Isn't broccoli and aren't those a bunch of like the same plant? Broccoli and asparagus and shit like that.
No,
asparagus and broccoli aren't the same. Broccoli and something else is the same, but it's like grown at different stages.
Broccolini?
Maybe. I don't know.
What the fuck is broccolini?
Broccolini is the tiny, long-stemmed ones, and it's typically the second harvest off of a broccoli plant. Because you're harvesting the flowers, that's what the broccoli head is.
I don't like broccoli, I like broccolini.
So you cut that off, and then it splits and becomes two new broccoli heads, and those are typically smaller, and they have longer stems.
I like the stems. It's like asparagus, but I also like, I don't know, man, it's crazy.
But
she's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that, but chives are its own thing. They don't, like, onions and garlic are bulbs, and chives aren't really bulbs. They're just a root system with...
It's like a leek, though. What's a leek? Like a leek is not a bulb, but it's like a really long chive.
Yeah.
Really thick, long.
But it's...
It's like a big chive.
You can have garlic chives and onion chives, and it's just, like, the subtle flavor difference. But leeks are just gigantic, like, bok choy-looking things.
Leek is so good.
And also, chives you continuously harvest. Like, if you cut them, they will
just
regrowing.
Grow. Oh, okay, sure.
But
sure,
leeks,
sure.
You typically do one
you
full
want the
harvest.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, so chives you can have, like, all the time. And they're actually evergreen, so they will survive here all year round.
That's cool.
I just need to grow them. Chive slap.
Chives are good.
Try slap.
They deserve a little bit higher up.
Mix them with some cream cheese. Put them on some crackers. Good snack.
I don't think you can say that word.
Snack?
What's wrong with cream cheese?
Snack. That's the word I was talking about, yeah.
Same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number 5?
My number 5 is ginger.
Ginger's not an herb.
That's not an herb.
It sure is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it
That's
is.
That's a spice.
Nope, it's an herb. Ginger's an herb.
Are you harvesting the leaves?
Yes, sir.
Ginger
yes,
leaves.
Sir.
Ginger leaves is your thing, huh?
Yeah. Is a flowering plant whose rhizome, ginger root, or mm-hmm. ginger, is widely used as a spice in folk medicine. It is an herbaceous perennial which grows annual pseudo stems about 1 meter tall, bearing narrow leaf blades. Wikipedia backs me up. It's an herb.
Lots of these articles are telling me that ginger's an herb.
It's an herb. Also, ginger slaps.
Sure, dry ginger powder is a spice, but the fresh root version is an herb.
Ginger's so good.
It's a fucking spice.
I'm gracious.
It's a fucking spice, though.
I missed a bunch of the good ones y'all have had.
I'm upset.
I'll take ginger. I'll snatch that one.
Ginger would have been an easy, like, top three for me.
It's
ginger's so good.
Dude,
ginger is good.
Oh, my God.
Ginger
is incredible.
Thinking of ginger, I'm not like, oh, well, that's a good herb.
I had it way lower on my list, and I was just... No. I just
like, how dare myself?
I'm changing one to ginger.
Ginger's so good.
I just changed one.
Ginger is incredible.
You changed one?
Mm-hmm.
You can, too. I changed.
Right. My number four is ginger. That's not true. My number four is chives.
Sure. Chives are good, too.
Chives are really good.
Yeah,
chives are good.
It's almost an onion, but it's an herb.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's got a good name. I like chives.
Chives is a great name.
Mm-hmm.
My number four is rosemary.
Chives is a really fun...
That's
that would
what
be a really fun name for a cat.
Rosemary's so good. Rosemary's so good.
Rosemary
is also an excellent mosquito repellent.
Rosemary's great. What, number four? Number five?
Four.
Number four? My number four... Sage? Did I already say sage?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it, I fucked myself.
You
my
said
number
it
four
a while
is time.
Ago.
Sorry, my number four is time.
I did not have time on my list. I really like thyme. I really like thyme.
Thyme's great.
Thyme is great. Mm-hmm. Thyme, oregano can get fucked, but thyme. Thyme should have made the list. I just, again, didn't think about it.
Thyme is really good. That's another thing you can stick in butter, and it just is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thyme you can put on anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. Tastes good. Tastes good in soups. Tastes good, like, as a topping. Tastes good, as, like, mixed in with stuff. You can put it on a potato.
Big fan of thyme.
No thyme on my list.
Shame.
It's spelled incorrectly.
It's spelled the way it is. Because that's what it's talking about.
Nope. Me.
After me.
Mm-hmm.
You were just bitching. I remembered.
Good.
I knew exactly who was going
good.
After me.
Good, I'm glad you did.
He didn't bitch enough that time, but mm-hmm. that's fine.
Nope.
You had a chance.
What's your number three? Sun.
I'm gonna go if you don't go.
It's ginger.
Okay, yeah, hell yeah.
You yeah, my number three is ginger.
Ginger's
too.
So good.
What?
My number three is ginger too.
Lame. That's good. That's fine.
It replaced mint, because fuck mint.
Mint's good.
Mint's fine. Mint's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as ginger. It would have knocked out dill, but we're not redoing the whole list. So fuck mint. Oh, me and my homies hate mint.
Me and my homies do hate mint.
We're with ginger now.
All I'm going to do is grow mint. Fuck you guys.
If you grow pineapple mint, that'd be cool.
The whole... I am going to grow pineapple mint. The entire yard's going to be mint, and y'all can get fucked.
Okay. It's going to smell incredible.
It is, but the thing is, you don't get to touch any of it.
That's lame. Could you make a mint? You can make a mint drink with a Hendrix. Man, that'd be good.
Probably. There are so many different types of mint. There's chocolate mint. There's orange mint. There's
Madeline
strawberry mint.
Madeline claims that a Moscow Mule is better if you add mint.
I bet that.
You gotta slap
that
it.
Sounds
yeah, but you have to slap the mint and then drop it in.
Well,
so
that
it
is a thing.
The,
that is a thing.
The oils.
It does. It does. That's why you would like muddle it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the mortar and pestle is for, is because you muddle it or you do it at the bottom of the glass.
The big old stick.
And then it releases it so that when you add the stuff, it.
It's good.
It's good stuff.
It's not my turn.
It is your turn. Mine's also ginger.
Oh, okay. Sure. We're on number two, number three?
Three.
My number three. Mm. Rosemary.
Yeah, rosemary good. Rosemary, real good.
God, I didn't want to quote you. Rosemary is very good.
It's like a tough ass herb too. It can go through some shit. Loves lots of sun. It stays evergreen. You cut it and it dries really well. And it just stays super fragrant the entire time. You add it to something and it definitely, like, you can taste it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good shit. It's
good name. Rosemary's so good. Another thing you can add to butter. It's kind of crazy butter stuff's pretty good by itself.
I mean, butter's good.
Mm-hmm. You add stuff to it, just makes it better.
Butter is possibly the best dairy product.
Over ice cream for you? That's crazy for me. Actually.
I mean, I love ice cream, so ice cream, like, but like objectively, I don't know. Cheese is up there for a lot of people, but like butter is so good.
If I had to pick between cheese and butter, I would kill myself. That's a really hard fight.
I'm picking butter. Cheese is so good. I'm picking butter easy, but
cheese is so
for normal people.
I'd probably pick butter.
Cheese is so good, though.
Yeah, but you can use butter.
Oh my god!
You need butter in everything.
That's such a hard. That is a very.
Do you want to do a dairy list?
That is a very.
I want to do a dairy list.
That's a very very difficult list. We should absolutely do a dairy list.
But there's not enough. There's milk, cheese, butter, and. Ice cream?
I don't think.
It's like
think,
cream, I guess. And
I don't think milk should be on that list because it is like the base of.
Yeah, it's dairy. It's dairy.
Yeah, but it's like.
It's dairy.
It's a base.
It's a dairy list.
It's a base.
Dairy list. I don't know.
It's a base.
Would you have a creme fraiche? That's different than a.
Well, yeah, like you got cream cheese on there too.
Okay, sure. No, dairy list. That's absolutely a list we can make. 100%.
I mean, milk's not going on the list because milk is trash.
Milk is only good for cereal. Sad, but you know.
What's your number two?
It's oregano. Oregano's so good.
Oregano is
so good. Who the fuck is like, we're doing an herb list. I didn't think of oregano. Fucking crazy.
That was me.
I know who it was.
That was me because I know more. I know more than 14 herbs.
No. Yeah, but you don't know about oregano. Like, it doesn't matter. I know 100 herbs, but I can't remember oregano.
No, I just...
That doesn't, like...
I just think some are better than oregano. I don't want to fucking
tell
you.
That's fine, but you didn't think of it.
Is saffron
which is crazy.
Saffron is an herb.
Okay, cool.
Well, No, because saffron is technically... So saffron comes from a saffron crocus, which I'm growing right now.
You're making saffron? Do you know how expensive saffron is? It's just fucking crazy.
I know. But you know why it's expensive?
Because
harvesting.
The labor
is saffron is a spice.
It's a spice.
Okay, cool.
Because they take the little stamens. That's what they are, stamens. And then they pluck them. Sure. And then they dry them. And then they grind them up. So it's a spice.
It didn't
because it's dried.
It's not an herb.
Yeah, it's not
an herb. I was testing y'all.
Well, now you know too much. My number two... is peppermint.
What a surprise. I'm shocked.
I am. My... Peppermint's good. My number two is tarragon. Fun to say. Good and stuff.
Tarragon's alright.
Slaps.
That's alright. It kind of reminds me of... I almost said oregano. It reminds me of oregano.
It's another thing that you can put in butter.
Yeah.
Thyme, rosemary, you can butter based.
Oh, you put anything in butter. Mm-hmm. You can put chives in butter.
Yeah, absolutely. You're putting oregano in butter, you're kind of weird. Ginger butter would also be weird. That's not really a thing.
No. Also, ginger powder is way more strong than
the herb. Yeah.
The ginger root.
Ginger's so good.
That feels wrong. The saying that ginger root is an herb, it just feels wrong.
The internet. I'm not gonna fight.
Also, I guess that is a root.
That ginger sauce they give you. That ginger sauce they give you when you go to Korean barbecue. Jesus, it's just the bee's knees, you know. Truly is.
I like the sushi grade ginger. I can eat that shit for days.
The ginger habanero hot sauce. Goodness.
Ginger.
Very good.
All right.
Hannah John Hannah.
What's your number one?
Your numero uno.
Cilantro.
Yeah, it is. It had to be.
What? Cilantro's... What? Cilantro's so good.
It had to be.
One? It's so good.
It's spicy
number
bright.
What?
It's like the best. It's spicy it's best. Bright. You can put it in anything. It's almost a citrus.
No!
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. It's so good.
Put it in anything?
You put it in anything.
Would you put
you
it
want.
In butter?
Yeah.
Cilantro
yeah.
butter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely try that.
I don't know
if I would like it. But
I would
it
try
sounds
it
like
sure.
it wouldn't taste good. Oh, she's peeking. She's like, what are you guys
if
doing?
If you're like, ooh, I put cream cheese on this cilantro bagel,
she's,
I'm fucking eating that.
It.
I'm sure it's great.
Ooh, a cilantro butter bagel?
I'm sure that's
God.
Incredible.
Look, I would try it. I just don't think it's number one.
Number one!
No.
Number
easy.
One.
Easy! No, it's basil.
Easy.
Basil's number one.
Okay, that's a reasonable number one.
Basil's number
upset.
One.
Cilantro, easy number one.
Yeah, but you had cilantro at number, like, 7.
Yeah, because get fucked. I don't care.
Get fucked by your bad opinions?
That's
what?
A reasonable argument.
No.
I'm sorry.
That's incorrect.
A reasonable argument. Cilantro's so good.
It's so
though.
Good.
Ugh. Basil? Basil's really good, too.
Basil on a bagel?
Basil's, like, a close.
Basil and
5
butter.
Or 6?
Basil and cream cheese.
5 or 6.
Basil on a salad. Basil on a pizza. Basil,
you can
I
have
mean,
basil anytime.
You can have basil
when
all
basil
the time.
On a bagel?
Sounds so good.
Oh,
I have
man.
It.
I would fucking ruin some pizza bagels right now. I would. Oh my God.
Pizza bagels?
Can you imagine a pizza bagel?
No. They're awful.
I could have pizza on a bagel. You can have pizza anytime.
Those are always like way too hot, and then by the time they cool down, they're just way too
you
cold.
You gotta scarf them down. You no. gotta scarf them down before your mouth melts. What are we? We're done. What are we talking about next week? Synonyms? We lied to you last week.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well,
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks. It was good. Yeah.
We did herbs because we thought Anthony was joining us, so it'd be easy. But then he chickened out. He literally chickened out. Not literally.
Talking
but.
On the internet's hard. He didn't literally turn into a chicken. If
no.
only.
No. But he did say it is too intimidating.
It would be
so.
Stressed.
He's also been smoking a lot of weed, so.
Yeah, same, but, you know. He hasn't been smoking weed before he got here, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, he's not the way I am.
He's a pussy. What do you want?
No. His just tolerance is just different, you know?
No, he's just holding out for the heroin.
He just assembled.
There's no way. We're not getting heroin
not
in this household.
I don't know anybody who has heroin. So.
No,
we're
I
not,
cannot.
We're not getting heroin in this household.
No, heroin does not in my Christian.
We're anti.
All right,
anti
listeners,
heroin.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you do heroin, please stop. It's not
no.
good for you. It's not good for you.
We want it's not no. good for you. We want love every listener. We love you.
We
just don't.
Yeah, we appreciate that you listen to us.
Don't do heroin.
We think that you probably shouldn't do heroin.
Probably.
What
not.
If they only listen to us
while
when
on heroin?
They're doing heroin?
I'll take
well,
that hit. I'll take that hit. Yeah, better yourself.
Do
stop
better,
listening
but. Keep listening to us.
Listen to us because you appreciate that we got you off heroin.
This is your subliminal messaging while you're fading that you need to get off.
Yeah, remember, heroin is bad. Life-ruining drugs are life-ruining for a reason. Now, next week we're talking about synonyms. We still really don't know what that means, but we'll figure it out when we make the list and we do the episode. If you want to find us elsewhere, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong 1.
We're gonna be off Twitter by the time it's just.
Elon Dude. Musk said that he's gonna step down from the. Or he didn't say. He said I'm gonna do this poll, and then if the poll is yes, I will step down. The poll was yes, so we'll see. He has. He last I checked, he hadn't tweeted anything out since that poll popped. He did retweet something, but
he's a
whatever.
Fuck Elon.
We've
Musk.
Got an email that you can send us whatever list ideas. Comments, concerns, questions at thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on our website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can tweet at me at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1.
Fuck Twitter.
That's what I'm
Twitter.
Saying.
Doses.